this. Shor v'shor psuli hamikdashim shenokhu. If two shvarim, one shor was a regular shor, shor yayu, and the second shor was a shor psuli hamikdashim, the Rashi says that's not called a shor yayu, that he's potter to pay for the damage. Now these two axes did together damage that they killed another shor. So the question is, how much does the Baal HaShor that's called Reyeyu have to pay? So Rabbi says, Mishalem Chatzinezik, that the owner of the Shor, that's the normal Shor, has to pay the Chatzinezik. Ravina says, no, Mishalem Ravinezik. He only has to pay a quarter of the Nezik, not a Chatzinezik. So Mara says, what's the Machloikis? So I'll tell you, Ho v'ho betam. They're both talking about that the Shor is only a Tam. And therefore, she only has to pay a Chatzinezik. And now that he has a Shutef here, really, you only have to pay a Revi. So, Hor Rabbonin. The one that says you only have to pay a Revi, that goes according to the Rabbonin, because there are two Shutfim here. So, your half is only like you only have to pay of the Chatzin Ezek, and you're a Tam, so you only have to pay a quarter of the Ezek. For all Rebbe Nosin. But the one that says you have to pay a Chatzin Ezek holds like Rebbe Nosin, that Lamaisa is considered like you did the whole damage also. So, therefore, since the other Shutef doesn't have to pay, we could get all the money out of you. So since you're a Tam, you have to pay Chatzinezik, you have to pay Chatzinezik. Iboy Yisem, another Teretz I can tell you is, Hov Ocher Rabbonin. Both of them go according to the Rabbonin here, that really there are two Shutfim here. But Hov Etam, Hov Emuid. If you're only a Tam, that's a Chatzinezik. So now that you have a Shutfim, you only have to pay Ravinezik, a quarter. Hov Emuid, that a regular should have to pay Nezik Sholem. Now that you have a Shutfim, you get away with only a Chatzinezik. Ika the army, some say like this, Abaye Roma Chatzinezik, Ravina Makula Nezik, the whole thing you have to pay. So I tell you, Hovaho Bemuid, they're both talking about the Shor Zemuid. Ho Karabonin that says, since you have a Shutef, you only have to pay a Chatzinezik. For Karabinosin that says, no, since we can't collect from the other Shutef, you have to pay the whole thing. Iboy Yisem, another Teretz is, Hovaho Karabinosin. Both of them go like Rabinosin, that really you should have to pay the whole thing. Ho Bemuid Vovetam. If you're a Muad, you have to pay Nezik Sholem. If you're a Tam, you only have to pay a Chatzi Nezik. All right, we'll stop here. You hold that Nun Gimel Amid Beis. What is this? 10 lines down. Yomar Rav, before that. Shor v'odam shadoch v'labor. If a Shor and an Odam both pushed another Shor into a bor. So the two people that pushed the shore into the bore, a man and a shore. So Linyan Izokin, if you just question about the Hezek, is Kulun Chayovim. All three of them are Chayiv. According to Rav Nosson Shita, all three of them, the Odom, the Baal HaShor, and the Baal HaBor. What about Linyan Arba Dvorim? Let's say they pushed a man into the bore. Not that they pushed a behemoth, let's say they pushed a man. So the question of paying Dalad Dvorim, or also to Mevlodis, or else in the case, let's say they pushed a pregnant Isha, that the Vlad came out. So in such a case, Odom Chayiv, for Shor Bor Potter. Only Odom Amazik is Chayiv, for Arba Dvorim and for Dmei Vlodis. However, Shor is Potter, and Uadin Abalabor is also Potter, on Dmei Vlodis, or for Dalad Dvorim. What about Linyan Kaifa? Let's say they killed a man. So Ushloshim Shalevid. So then the Lachar is Shor Chayiv, Odom Ubor Pturim. The Lach of Kaifa is only by a Shor, and not by an Odom. Odom is not Chayiv Kaifa. Who are then Linyan Bor? A Bor is also Potter on Kaifa. Trashi Odom Doba Kotlu. A man kills another man. Shiti is Potter from Kaifa. He has a Chayiv Misa. And even if he did it without Hasroa, he's also Potter with Tanu Bechizkia. And a Bor also the Siv Shor Vlo Yodom. So the Baal HaBor is Potter if a Shor die. If an Odom dies in your Bor, you're Potter. So therefore, Linyan Kaifa only a Shor is Chayiv and not an Odom and not a Bor. What about Linyan Kalim? Let's say Kalim fall into the bore, or else for Shor Psuli HaMakdoshim, or else let's say they pushed a Shor that was a Korban that became a Balmum that they were Poydirit. So then the Lachar is Odom v'Shor Chayovim. And Odom is Chayiv in Kalim, and who are then a Shor is Chayiv in Kalim. But a Bor Potter. A Bor is Potter on Kalim, and it's also Potter by Shor Psuli HaMakdoshim. My time, what's the reason the Baal HaBor is Poto if for sure that Psula HaMadosh will fall in? Because Sal Makro, the Pasuk says, V'yameith yeloi, with the Ashen, if the mace falls in, the Shor dies in your bor, so it says that you keep the mace. So with the Ashen, B'mish HaMeish yeloi, only a regular Shor that you could keep the mace, you could use it to give it to your Caliph.
But Yotze Zeh, but of Psulu HaMikdoshim, Shein HaMeshaloi, you don't have a right to use a sharp Psulu HaMikdoshim, the Torah says, Le'ochlo, for Le'er L'achilas Klovim. You're not allowed to give it to, V'yachalt, it says, Le'er L'Klovecho. You can't give it to a Caliph. Therefore, it's not called Ramet Yeloi. Therefore, the Baal HaBoros Potter, if a sharp Psulu HaMikdoshim falls in. So Mar says, Lameimer, you want to tell me the Pshita Lele Rav, the Rav is so poshid. I vomi boi boi lele Rav, Rav had this for question. The boi Rav asked it for Shiloh. Shor psuli ha-mekdoshin. Shenof to labor maho. What's going to be the loch of a shor that was once a korban, that became a balmum, that somebody was poiderit, and now it falls into the bor? Is a bala bor chayiv. What's the suffix? The pasuk says, v'ameisi yeloi. Usually the loch is that the bala bor of a shor falls in, you keep the mace. You have to pay the nizik for the money, but you keep the mace. So we dash and bemisha meishaloi. Only if you could keep the mace and use it to give it to your dog. Yotza zev apsula medoshim sheina meishaloi. You don't have a right to use it. You can't give it to your dog. So maybe the bala boris potter. Oy duma maybe no. If your mace yeloi means for something else. Lebaile metaplam and avela hu diyosa means the opposite. That the bailam is metaplam and avela. It's up to them that we had before on daf yud. That your mace yeloi means lenizik. That the nizik has to take care of the novela. And if it gets worth less, it's the nizik loss. So maybe the pasuk is teaching me that the nizik, the bailam of the poor, the baal of the shor, has to take care of it. So chura, how can you say here so poshid yipata? So Mura says yes. Vosa de boy, true. First, Rav had a philosophical doubt. The after he asked the question, hoda poshto. Then he came out, this is the pshitas, this is the lacha. That what? That hamesi yoloi means to say that baal of boris poto, if a shor psula midoshim dies there. If it's so, how do we know then that the nizik has to take care of the nevela? Nafkulei min v'amesi yeloi d'shor, from a different pasuk, not by bor, but by shor it says v'amesi yeloi. So there we darshan that mesi yeloi means the nizik has to take care of the nevela. So Mara says, my chosis, how do you know to say this? V'amesi yeloi d'shor, mafkus leila b'ilam atapam b'nevela. Now the Torah says it two times, that's v'amesi yeloi. If your shore kills another shore, so it says v'amesi yeloi, and there was saying it means to say that the nizik has to take care of the dead shore, the nevela, and the mazik pays the rest of the difference. And v'amesi yeloi debor, mafkis le'lemisha meshaloi. And then when the Torah says by the parsha of bor also v'amesi yeloi, there it means to say that if a shore of psula amekdoshim falls into your bor, that you pota. Because you can't keep the nevela there. So Mar says, how do you know to say this? Epecha no, why not say just the opposite? Say that if a shor kills the psuli amekdoshim, yapoto. Because the pasuk says, v'amesi yeloi. Maybe by shor it's coming to teach us that yapoto. And maybe by bor, yechayiv. So Mar says, no, mistavro, ptur gabi bor. I'd rather say a svaru yapoto by the mazik of bor. Why? Hayul upoto v'yesekelim. We find anywhere there's a little kula that the locher is shor v'leodam chamor v'lekelim. That if kelim fall into a bor, yapoto. But since we find the ptur by bor, we'd rather say you're also potter by a shor psula medoshim. For the more other rabbi, no, ptur gabi shor, we find the ptur by shor. Shekain potter by chatin ezek. We know a tam is only chayim v'chatin ezek. So maybe since the Torah gave a kula by shor, it's also potter on a shor psula medoshim. Samar says, don't know, but kula nezik mi eloi ashkechon. We never found by shor the Torah said you potter completely. You always have to pay. Okay, chatin ezek sometimes. But you always have to pay. We never find the ptur lagamri. But by bor, that's by kelim yapotah lagamri. So we'd rather say, now when the Torah says another chiddush, that by a sharp psula hamikdoshim, also yapotah, it goes on bor and not on shor. Then the Mishnah says, nof lo toich a shor v'kelim v'nishtabru. If a shor and a kelim fall into the bor, so again, yechayiv on the shor, but yapotah on the kelim. The Mishnah says, mas nisim loik Reb Yehuda. Mishnah is not like Reb Yehuda. The time you learned. Reb Yehuda mechayiv aniske kelim abor. Yehuda says yes. If kelim fall into a bor and break, the baal abor has to pay the nizik. Might now, what's the machlokes tolian? My time of the rabbanon. What's the pshat of the rabbanon now? Mishnah they say yapoto. The yom makro we dash like this. The pasuk says v'nof al shomer shor oy chamor. Says exactly who falls into the bor that yechayiv or shor or a chamor. So we dash in shor v'lo yodim. Only if a shor falls into the bar, yechayiv, not if an odim. If an odim falls in, yapoto. And chamor v'loi kelim. Only if, what's the chiddush of a chamor? Pshit, it's not worse than a shor. It's for a drosho, v'loi kelim. That if kelim fall into a bar, it's exeris a cost of yapoto. If you have Yehuda, what does he do? He says, no. Oi, it says, no poshom, a shor, oi chamor. Oi is the rabbi, says kelim. Oi, come to teach me, that's for kelim, also yechayiv. For Rabbanu, what's the Rabbanu? Why don't they dash in the word oi?